welcome back to Project Independence in You. We are here at Senior Talk Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host today, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host is Jerry Pretzman. And we are now speaking with Carol O'Neill, and Carol is the Senior Director at EAC Network. Carol, we're going to be talking about, I guess, more of your nutritional services, but EAC is a subcontracted partner of Project Independence and has been for many years. So we go way back with Carol and EAC and providing respite programs and other related programs for our senior residents for the town of the town of North Hempstead. So welcome, Carol. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Good to be here with you.
Good morning, Jerry.
And tell us what the thrust of your program is now with respect to nutrition.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a little background about the EAC Network.
Yeah.
We've been around for 48 years, and actually we were born in Port Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That was our first home. And at that time, a small group of women saw an unmet need to educate children who basically had learning disabilities. They weren't able to be educated in the regular schools, and they developed a learning center. And that was the beginning of the EAC Network. And over a period of 48 years, we stretched our umbrella to include services not just for children, but for all kinds of people, for seniors. Our first senior program actually started in 1986, which was in-home respite program. And we are partnering with the town of North Hempstead to provide this service for North Hempstead residents, and we're so proud of it. So EAC has a really, you know, a close relationship with the town, and we've worked really well together. We are also the largest provider of Meals on Wheels in Nassau County, and we cover all of the town of North Hempstead. So what happened was we began delivering meals about 3 or 4 years ago to residents in at Magnolia Gardens in Newcastle. And during that time period, we saw that there were some unmet needs for seniors. And a lot of the seniors living in that particular housing had a lot of medical issues that were related to nutrition, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes for sure. And we thought about it and we said, well, you know what? The meals that we're giving people are good, but they're not everything. We're really not giving them the education they need to really take care of their own health, and also to encourage people to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. And that's how this program began. It's called Fresh from the Garden, and it's a very unique program, again, partnering with the town of North Hempstead and the North Hempstead Housing Authority. What we're doing is we're bringing in a whole range of services for the seniors, not just living in that building, but in the Newcastle community. And we start off with identifying who they are. We started the program, actually, we had our press conference in March, which was very successful. Judy Bosworth has always been very supportive of senior programs, as you know. And she hosted a press conference right at Magnolia Gardens, which was wonderful. And since that time, with the enrollment and the outreach that we've been doing, we've enrolled already 65 seniors in the program, which is really, it's a good number in a very short period of time.
Are the seniors that are enrolled all from the housing area, or are they all from the area?
They're from Newcastle. We started out with the seniors at Magnolia Gardens because it was easy to get to them.
Sure.
We were able to set up shop right there in the community room and enroll people on site. And then we reached out. We have community partners that work with us. Hofstra University Center for Civic Engagement. During about a 2 or 3 month period, the students from Hofstra, mostly on the weekends, went out into the community, door to door, sent out information to bulletins to the churches, to other houses of worship, to really encourage seniors who met the criteria to sign up. So right now, I would say that we have approximately a quarter of the people who are enrolled in the program are not living at Magnolia Gardens.
Okay.
Which is
So you said the criteria. Can you talk a little bit about what
sure.
the criteria is?
The criteria is very simple. Be a Newcastle resident, mm-hmm. 60 years of age or older, and fit the income guidelines, which is very generous. A one-person household, an annual income of $24,120, mm-hmm. and a two-person household, $32,480, mm-hmm. which is a little bit above what the eligibility is for food stamps. So generally speaking, if you have Medicaid or food stamps, you're automatically eligible for this program.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And how does somebody find out about this program? Any of our listeners now that are interested?
Well, they can call us. The number is 516-539-0150, extension 220. We do have a lot of information posted around town at the libraries, at Magnolia Gardens. If they are in the vicinity of 899 Broadway, Magnolia Gardens, they can stop in. We have application forms there. We are usually there at least once a week to
right.
do enrollment, and we also do enrollment at Yes We Can Community Center.
Great. I know we have one of our Project Independence staff members, Jenny, who is over
yes.
at Magnolia a lot, and I know that she's involved and seems like she's pretty helpful with the program. Now, Christina, if somebody calls 311, would they be able to get the information or forward it to Carol for this information? So the phone number you gave, 539-0150, extension 220, or you can call 311 to get this information,
yes.
and we could get them connected.
Is there any one-on-one counseling?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is a three-pronged program. And as I said, we started it in March. And what we do is once a month, we go to 899 Broadway, which is Magnolia Gardens, and we offer, we call it a nutrition chat, with a registered dietitian and dietetic interns from Northwell Hospital. And it is so successful because people really can get information that they need personally. Part of the enrollment process also is we give people a survey to screen them for nutrition risk. And there are several questions, a very simple survey. And from that, the registered dietitian is able to see that this person will need some more one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And we set aside time for that. And it's really very important, because what we're doing is we're teaching people how to take care of their own health. So when they go to a doctor, they can ask for their numbers. Everybody should know their numbers.
Right.
They should know their blood pressure, their cholesterol. If you're a diabetic, absolutely know your A1C level.
Right. I know that one of the things I heard is when you go to the doctor and if you have blood work, you should always ask for a copy.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ask for a copy if you get lab results mm-hmm. or any kind of reports, that there's
right.
a written report, you should always get a copy.
And again, we want people to be proactive when it comes to when they go for medical visits, because for the most part, people who are 65 years of age or older are usually pretty good when they go to the doctor, but they don't ask questions. Mm. And sometimes if they don't understand what the doctor is saying, they're too embarrassed to ask. So that in the nutrition chat, we get into that. We get into, what did your doctor tell you to do? Do you understand what the doctor said? Sometimes what will happen is they'll come out of a visit. A senior will come out of a medical visit and think, the doctor said no salt. Well, what the doctor really said was low sodium. Mm. So explain to them the difference between low sodium foods and how you can make some foods that are low sodium, and how important diet is to health.
Right. And also, when you're at the doctor, they should have information written out, especially if they're recommending a particular diet for a health condition.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, we have to be so proactive, too, because, you know, doctors are so busy today, and, you know, we're given so much information in one visit. It's overwhelming.
Right.
So any written information is always, I recommend people ask for any.
No, written information is good, and if possible, bring someone with you.
Yes.
Bring
a child or a friend or someone.
Yes.
So when you go back outside, you can say, okay, what did he say? Yeah. Many people, too. After 65 and older, their hearing begins to decrease. Mm. So they may not really hear what the doctor is saying, especially if you're not really looking at the person.
Right.
And there's a lot of misinformation in the newspapers. Every single day, either in the papers or on TV, you'll see health tips. Mm. 1 week it's eat eggs, the next week it's don't
eat
eggs.
Right, right.
So it's very confusing. Yeah. So when you go to a health professional like a registered dietitian, what we do is we take a lot of time explaining the myths. It is perfectly fine to eat eggs. Mm. Eggs are protein. Eggs are really good for you. So, again, things change over a period of time, and it's really important to people to understand, especially for their own health, what is good for your health.
Right.
You know?
You seeing people doing better when they get into your program?
We hope to see them. Yeah. It's a little too soon, and I'm glad you asked that question, because what we're doing is we're also working with Hofstra University in terms of tracking results, because this is a non-medical program. We're not going to see lab reports. Mm-hmm. So we're taking people's reports, telling us, you know, this is what I have, this is what my blood pressure is. But we're tracking these things when they first come in.
So there's data, and then check them throughout the...
They'll be checked periodically, and what we've seen so far is what we had anticipated, that of the 65 people enrolled in the program, half have a combination of diabetes and hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of knew that going into it, so we're really following up on it, and we're structuring the nutrition chats for those particular diseases, because that's really what's important to people. And it has been proven over time, it's been documented over and over and over again, that changes in diet and lifestyle, which is a little bit of exercise. You don't have to go to a gym to exercise, and we want to encourage people to do that. Have a healthy lifestyle. Eat good foods, and that's the purpose of this program, is to get people to eat more fruits and vegetables by giving them. Our first produce distribution, by the way, is going to be June 28th, and we're really excited about that. We had to wait for some of the food to come out of the ground.
You know, when we come back, we have to take a quick break in about 30 seconds. We'll talk a little bit about that, because I'm sure our listeners are interested to hear about that. It's really wonderful what EAC is doing, Carol, especially here in the town of North Hempstead. And I hope that our listeners are you know, if they're interested, they're going to call 539-0150, and that would be extension 220. Or, as always, Jerry, they can call
311-869-6311.
And we'll be back in a minute or two with Project Independence and You, and we are here at WCWP.org. Stay tuned.